So, listeners of Tech Talk Radio, this is Sam McCleary, and she's all on her own because Emily has taken a much deserved holiday. So, I don't know if that's it's good for your ears because we won't go on too long, because if I do talk too much, it's just me talking to myself, which is a little bit strange. But I do, of course, have my virtual Emily who can say,
"So there you go,"
whenever I want it to. So that is a good thing. So just a short Tech Talk Radio for you this week, and it's going to focus on, you might have heard us at EG talking about Radius Data Exchange, which is a great new product that we have launched, working with the agency community and for them to really bring about, I hope, a change in the industry where they look at sharing data in a very productive way. So we are talking to some of the leaders of not just the big firms out there, but also we're looking to talk to some of the smaller firms out there about how the Radius Data Exchange project came about and how the agency community is looking at data and the future of real estate, how they are using data, how this whole concept of sharing data is no longer a frightening thing, but actually a great enabler and something that allows them to let their surveyors, their researchers, everyone who now forms part of a surveying group, to do their jobs better, faster, with more accurate data, allows them to really pass on to clients that knowledge that is the really valuable stuff. So I'm going to shut up and just let you listen into our first two interviewees talking about Radius Data Exchange. I've got Tim Robinson from Knight Frank, and he will be followed swiftly by Simon Pritchard, who is senior partner at Gerald Eve. So let's listen to what Tim had to tell me about Knight Frank and Radius Data Exchange. So I'm here in the studio with Tim Robinson and for Knight Frank, and we're talking today about Radius Data Exchange. Knight Frank have signed up, are submitting data through it. Can you tell us a little bit about what made Radius Data Exchange the tool for you guys?
I think it was the concept. The biggest issue is the concept of sharing data in our community and in the agency community in particular. I think there was a concern that this data is out there. Various people are using it. There was talk, you know, the old way was that the data gets exchanged or transactional information in the wine bars, etc. It's out there, but it's not coordinated. I think what Radius added to us is the coordination and a single platform. For the agents, by the agents is the phrase, and I don't think it could be described any better, so that we can make sure we are intelligently using that data to the benefit of our clients, which ultimately is, you know, why we're all here, to help them improve the asset, the value of their assets.
And it's obviously something that's been in fruition for some time. We've been talking within the agency community about making life easier, doing things better. How have you found the conversations, not only with us, I suppose, here at EG Group, but also with your contemporaries?
I think initially there's a little bit of doubt out there. People don't perhaps understand technology and data as well as we'd like everyone to. I would put my hand up, and a couple of years ago I'd probably fall into that category. I was asked by the firm to actually lead it, so showed a real passion for it, got interested, and it's amazing how things are changing. So hopefully I've got another 10 or 12 years in this career, and my view is I absolutely have to embrace it, because what I do in the next 10 or 12 years will involve data and everything around it. I think there's a little bit of skepticism, purely because of the lack of data, or the lack of accuracy of data in the past. So there's certainly some work we need to do on people to make sure they embrace it.
And so one of the things that Radius Data Exchange does offer is that you can keep some information that might be sensitive to clients, but to yourself. You can share an awful lot, but you can keep some to yourself. I guess question number one is, how important is that when you're serving clients? And two, do you think that that will change eventually, and that data that we once thought was very, very private will become more open as people understand the sort of evolution, I suppose, of the industry?
Sure. So to answer your first question about the privacy or the confidentiality to the client, I think they're sophisticated and they'll understand that. I think the concern, dare I say, is more the capital markets agents. As I said earlier, prices of most of the assets sold out there are either available on land register or in the wine bars. When someone suddenly writes it down on a piece of paper or puts it into a data bank, there's a concern that actually they wouldn't have known it. So I think people have got to get over that. I think with regard to sharing that data widely with the open market, I mean, it's protected. What is the biggest concern? The biggest concern is the next piece of business for that firm. And I don't think that will change, Sam, actually. I think, you know, we've got to be able to safeguard our future for our next relationship with that client.
Mm.
And that's one thing that the Data Exchange embraces and puts in place a very simple practice. We still have to convince people that it works, I can assure you, and I'm working on that at the moment with my teams.
I suppose that is the big challenge, isn't it? That trying to change that mindset of people that actually a product such as Radius Data Exchange can take away all the sort of minutiae of data inputting that you had to do, or I suppose our researchers perhaps ringing you up when you don't necessarily want someone to call you up. And, you know, the product can do that for you. So it gives you back this time to actually deliver more to your clients.
It does. I think individual firms, and we are probably slightly different to some of them, you can't expect agents to put information in. They haven't done it historically that well, and they're not going to in the future. So I do think, you know, that some of the buzzwords out there include data scientists, data analysts. I think firms and chartered surveyors need to embrace that sort of culture and employ people who just do data. They might not simply be data inputters. We need to upskill them and make them analysts as well, so they get something out of their role and they get some good information out of the data. So I think the industry needs to change, and there's a data scientist at most surveyors now.
Maybe more than one in the future.
Maybe groups.
and can you, so the system's been up and running since April.
Mm-hmm.
How have you found using it?
I don't use it personally a lot myself because I'm not a transactional individual at Knight Frank. But the teams are embracing it. I would like to say they've embraced it more than they have, I'll be honest with you. But it is on a very fast learning curve. So they're coming around very, very quickly. And we've only been there for a couple of months.
Sure.
I think I'm confident by the end of this calendar year, there'll be some really, really useful data on there that we can then start working on. But that's not the exchange, that's the culture of surveyors, it might be the culture of people at my firm. So we need to lead from the top, and we are doing to make sure people embrace it.
And for the agent community going forward, for consultancy, how important do you think this idea of really sharing data? I know we're not allowed to use the C word anymore, the collaboration word, because it's massively overused, but of the industry coming together to actually do something that benefits not just them and not just you guys as the big guys out there, but actually the smaller firms out there too, that we can share this information and deliver really accurate information to a much wider market.
I think it's great for the UK and for London in particular. We've got to encourage continued foreign investment. I was at a talk just this morning when people actually said, from a data side, we are well behind Europe in terms of what they're doing with analytics and data on buildings in particular. So I think we've got to lead from the front. We've got to encourage foreign investment. People won't understand our culture of retaining that data personally. So the flip side is we embraced our culture of sharing it, but being clever about how we use it. The USP with each of our firms and our competitors will be how we use that data to our clients' best advantage, not the actual data itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we will compete against each other, which will continue and should do.
I could go down that route of it's what you do with it that counts, couldn't I? But yeah, I mustn't. I'll get told off. And then just in terms of, I guess, one of the other biggest problems in this industry is talent, mm-hmm. attraction, retention. And I was at an event a little while ago where they're talking about uncovering talent within businesses or within places. I think we forget about that sometimes. Do you think that the way that the industry is moving, that is becoming more technologically savvy, is using data as it should be used rather than holding on and, you know, writing things in day books and holding on to Excel for as long as they possibly can? Do you think things like that are helping with that attraction, retention, and uncovering maybe some hidden superstars within businesses?
I think there's probably two elements. It's definitely attracting talent, because hopefully people can join a firm and be intelligent in the jobs they do, not be driven by process. So for example, the best graduates don't want to come in and fill in forms and be looking at lots of data analytics. They want to know how they can use that and work with clients. Yeah, so it's not just transactional data, it's property data, which is where we're going. And absolutely that will uncover talent. Because it's the way we use our buildings, we use our assets, and our occupiers want to know. You know, we are in a customer-facing business now, or rapidly going to a customer-facing business and customer engagement, and we've got to be transparent and accountable with that information to make the better places for them to work, and encourage their staff, because there's constantly that war for talent in the UK, and in particular in London.
Excellent. One last question on just what, on a day-to-day basis, using Radius Data Exchange has done for you guys, how much time it might have saved, or the ease of use, perhaps. Maybe it's not easy, but I'm sure it is easy. It was designed to be so.
I think ease of use is an easy one. It is, it's intuitive. It was designed to do so, and all of our teams have said that absolutely it's intuitive. I don't think it's saving time yet, is the honest answer, but I would suggest it will add easily 20-25% into the working day by the time it's fully populated, and that's, you know, when we've got 80% of our data on there, hopefully in 6 months' time maximum.
I'm in the EG podcast studio with Simon Pritchard, who is senior partner at Gerald Eve. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
We're talking today about that wonderful D word, data, and the fact that all of you agents, all of the consultants, have decided that things have to change, and we're now looking at sharing data for the first time. And so just wanting to talk to you a little bit, Simon, about why now and what that all means.
Well, I'd like to say that it was my idea, but the truth is it wasn't my idea. But I have been involved in this journey for a few years. So everybody talks about big data and the need to manage your data and your analytics. But what I think sort of drove this discussion was that we professional services firms are notoriously bad at cooperating, largely because we're competitors. But through the Windsor Group, which has been a really useful vehicle for the chief execs and senior partners of the top 10 firms to frequently meet, but actually to share quite a lot of common issues, and they can be around social diversity, gender, and everything else. And what kept coming up on the agenda was data, partly the quality of data that was available in the marketplace, but also a real concern that a lot of our IP was being disseminated and taken away from us, rehashed, repackaged, and effectively resold to us. With escalating costs and concerns, it was sort of logical that we should sit down and have a discussion around how we exchange data. So the discussion, I think, was wholehearted. It was genuine. What we came to a conclusion fairly early doors was that you couldn't have sort of 12 people driving the bus. We were not data specialists. We had access to a lot of information that we needed a third party to help us build out a model. And we actually went out to about 24, 25 organizations and sieved those down to a fairly detailed interview process. and EGI, RBI were shortlisted in that process. But we saw all sorts of people. We saw crowdfunders. We saw groups that have pulled out of the market. In fact, I think DMGI have pulled out of the American market, certainly in backing Xceligent. And we came to the conclusion that EGI, part of the Reed Group, strong property pedigree, would be a good partner to partner up with.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. I'm glad that we are there.
Well, I have to say that. I'm sitting in your room. I can't get out.
I'm turning the thumb screws as we talk. So you came to that decision to engage with us to help build this product that enables not just the Windsor Group to share data, but is for the whole of the community. Why do you think it is important that we are trying to get everyone to stop holding on to data and to say, okay, well, let's put this all together and see what comes out of it?
Well, access to data has changed. So much of what we're talking about is publicly available if you have the resources to source it. So we're not doing anything that controversial. All we are seeking to do, and you have different parties involved in different transactions, is to clean up the data and make sure the data is accurate, and then exchange something that is potentially publicly available in a more efficient fashion. And so it's groundbreaking in the sense that it's a fantastic story of collaboration, but it's sort of common sense in a sense. And importantly, I think it then creates competition in the market. Competition creates innovation and keeps pricing honest. So it ticks, when you really start to think about it, ticks quite a lot of boxes. What is important is, as you rightly point out, it's not just the sort of top seven or eight firms that are involved in this. There's, you know, a big tail around the country, and our valuers need to know what is going on in Felixstowe as much as they do in Oxford Street. And the only way they can get that data is by having someone in Felixstowe who knows what's going on. The advantage to the person in Felixstowe, and I was worried that a lot of smaller organisations and firms would feel this was just the big firms hoovering up all the information, is that quid pro quo, they get access to data from the big firms that ordinarily they would never have access to. So, you know, they have quite a lot of power, if you like, streamed through to them by virtue of playing in this. Sort of, it's not crowdfunding, but this sort of source funding joint venture run through yourselves.
We've talked a little bit there about the obvious benefits of the sharing data, that if you're one of the little guys, you get access to the UK as the whole. If you're a bigger guy like yourselves and you need
we're not a bigger guy, and actually it's been really interesting in this process when we talked to if you take your rankings, which are based on turnover, not quality, but on turnover, we're just about in the top 10 now, and that's largely through consolidation. But below us, in the sort of 10 to 25, these are predominantly partnerships, and they can range from sort of 50 million turnover down to sort of 5 million turnover partnerships, let's say. For them, I think the fact that Gerald Eve was involved in this project was really important because we're not CBRE and we're not JLL. We're much closer to them in terms of our DNA. And so when we met with these firms, if you like, 10 to 25, it was very much that Gerald Eve hosted it out and Gerald Eve led the discussion, because there was a natural, I think, fear or concern that the big firms had a different agenda. So we're a sort of in-betweeny firm, if you like. We're somewhere in the middle. We're not big, we're not small.
And that must be a real benefit to Radius Data Exchange, in that people do see that it is open for all, that, you know, you guys have committed to it. This is something that is for the long term, that we can grow together to really build that coverage of the UK, because data is going to be how we do our jobs, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the senior or the C-suite or whatever you call it now understand that. But we've been on this journey for 3 or 4 years, really, from idea inception, development, and execution. I do think that the biggest challenge we now face is is getting people on the ground, if you like, who are not naturally used to sharing. Let's call them the brokers or the agents predominantly. Getting them used to the concept of sharing information with, in their views, potentially competitors. And that is going to be a challenge, and it's something that we're working hard on at the moment. But it has to come from the top down, and the top down really has to put the boot in, I think, I suspect, to make sure that happens.
It's a funny situation, isn't it? Because we were talking, we had Tim Robinson from Knight Frank and him. We were talking about the brokers being the ones who are a bit like, oh, not sure about this, but then they will happily go to the pub and share information in a, you know, it's not written down, no, but it's the same sort of thing.
What are you talking about, Sam? We don't drink anymore.
Sorry, we go for green tea and mineral water.
You've totally got this industry wrong. It's changed a lot.
In the gym, you know.
Yeah, but it's really, really important. But it's sort of to be expected because some of us have lived with it for quite a long time, so we've got our head around it. Mm. You can't expect all your people overnight just to be on the same page as you because you've been there for a while. And so there's an education, there's a persuasion, there's a raft of things that I think all the firms will have to do. And we never expected it to be instant. You know, you with people, you can't flick a switch and expect them to behave in a certain way overnight. So it was always, in my view, going to take 12, 18 months to get this traction that's probably needed to really make it fly.
So an education needed that this is the future.
Yeah, yeah, and we're protecting people's IP, we're protecting our industry in a really positive way, in a joint venture way, and we're creating competition. So for me, it ticks a lot of boxes.
And in terms of your utilisation of Radius Data Exchange so far within Geraldine, are people using it internally? How are they finding it?
Yeah, the initial, I mean, I've been pretty strong with our people to say, you know, get on message, get on board quickly. And we've put in champions in place. I mean, initially, I'm brutally honest, you again, I do have to. and you know, sort of egotistical people don't like being the person responsible for making sure the data's up to speed. So I think all of us are going to have to change the way we operate a bit and be a bit more mechanical. That was me, actually. I've just dropped something.
The podcast.
Yeah,
studio.
Bit more mechanical about how we do stuff, a bit more methodical, perhaps is the word. But we will get there. There's no doubt we'll get there.
And do you think that if we hadn't created something like this, if the agents hadn't sat down and said, look, there's this issue in the market, that the industry would look very different to how it's going to look in 5 years' time? 10 years, maybe?
Well, you could argue the data horse has already bolted. We're just trying to sort of corral it back into a paddock, I think is probably the way I would describe it. I think all of us, and we're about to, I can't speak for what the other firms are doing, but I suspect they're doing the same thing. We are all spending a huge amount of time and energy on looking at how we manage our own data and looking at how we package our data and how we interface with our clients and analytics and research. And you don't even have to be a big firm. And as I said, we're an in-between firm to be, you know, I'm going to commit millions to that over the next few years to ensure that we remain at the sort of, at the edge of change.
And does a tool like Radius Data Exchange enable you to, I guess, enable your employees to do more? You know, sort of one of the points of the product was to try and automate data collection. It means you don't have our researchers ringing up and taking up time. That way, you have a product that if you want to get a quick overview of the market, you can do that in a couple of clicks. Does that enable more knowledge to be delivered from your surveyors, etc.?
I think the real key to this is accuracy, because if you look at the other providers, including yourself to date, you're relying on people in a room picking up the phone and collecting from both sides of a transaction. There will be different interpretations on every, you know, I mean, put two surveyors in a room, they'll come up with a different measurement. Mm-hmm. So this was all about actually, you know, let's get accurate data. This should be more accurate. And that's valuable, actually, because there's so much of the start point when you take data from a third party is it gives you something, but invariably you have to completely recheck it because it's not accurate. So that the fact we're producing and sharing accurate data, I think, will be a major plus for the industry.
Excellent. And final question, I guess, is what you would like to see from Radius Data Exchange and how much of the community you'd like to be invested in that in terms of giving their data in, you know, over the next year to 5 years?
Well, I think the fact that Radius chose us and we chose Radius, and it's been actually a really interesting marriage, and there's been some, you know, some good words and some sharp words, so it really is a marriage actually, and a few slaps. Not that I slap my wife, you understand, but so it's you know, there will be bumps in the road for sure, but I think what we've seen with your management group and the backing and the commitment that you've been prepared to put behind this, which is really impressive actually, I absolutely think we owe it to you to fully support that and play our bit in the marriage, if you like. That's another way of looking at it. How do I see it panning out? It will not happen as quickly as you want, because people are people. I think it's really, really important that the major firms support you and take a lead and endorse and police and get their own houses in order.
So, and the middle-sized firms.
And that then will bring in a raft of other firms. At the moment, there's a few people sitting on the fence to wait and see what happens. And you've got to remember, for a lot of firms, it's a choice. They don't, you know, a firm like mine actually will have a number of suppliers, as will a lot of firms. But a lot of firms, they switch off one button and switch on another. It is a choice. So this has to be good, and it has to be effective and give people what they want. I think the other really interesting thing will be 2 or 3 years down the line when we start to get a bit more interactive. The world will change. So there will be things that we want or you don't want to give. And, you know, I think having some form of product council, as you've done, is a really sensible way of looking at that and keeping people informed. And you know, people like me, we would accept if we want something different, we should be prepared to pay for it. So I think there's the basis of a grown-up relationship, which is really positive.
Excellent. And for those people who are sat on the fence, what would your message be to them?
Well, I think that this all started from wanting to get better data, accurate data, and this is a great mechanism for achieving that. What it also does is create competition, creates innovation, and it keeps pricing competitive. So if you are sitting on the fence, I think there's a very compelling argument for getting off the fence and getting on board with this project.
Brilliant. Simon, thank you ever so much.
Pleasure.
So there you go.
That was Tim and Simon talking about Radius Data Exchange and how the real estate community, the agency community, has come together to create something more for the industry. And you know, really interesting that chat from Simon talking about that, you know, it might have been the Windsor Group who first talked about this idea of coming together and sharing data, but this is by no means a tool that is just for the big guys, that it is meant to be for everyone, and the more that people use it, the more benefit we can get out of it. So keep your ears peeled, if that is in fact a phrase, for some more of those little snippets from the agents about how they see data and the future of their industry. But for now, I'm going to say bye-bye, and you'll have Emily back soon, so don't fear too much.